means you get connected to the right supplier for your business and the most feasible tailor-made solution. And that financing means 24 hours a day of uninterrupted power for your business, sourced directly from the Zambian sun. You see, there's going green. Then there's going green with Stanbic. Call 8888 for details. Stanbic is an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The time on Phoenix FM is 18 hours. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonze.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You've been waiting all year, planning, training for this one thing. The 18th edition of the Absa Cup is here. In the football stands, we stand as one. Now, it's time to get together for the ultimate soccer experience, the Absa Cup. Follow the action this March to May and watch it on Supersport, DSTV, and GoTV. Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTicket.
Your story matters. Absa.
Fee headlines. ERB reduces fuel prices for May 2025. Government clarifies Sinometal still closed after Kafue River contamination. And in global news, mystery in South Africa after police officers found dead in river. With the evening news on Phoenix FM, I'm Kafula Mulenga. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has reduced the pump prices for petrol, diesel, kerosene and Jet A1 for the month of May 2025. The pump price for petrol has been reduced from 34 kwacha 98 ngwe to 32 kwacha 14 ngwe per litre. The price for diesel has dropped from 30 kwacha 23 ngwe to 27 kwacha 38 ngwe per litre. Kerosene is now priced at 26 kwacha 88 ngwe per litre, down from 29 kwacha 56 ngwe, while the pump price for Jet A1 has been reduced from 32 kwacha 51 ngwe to 29 kwacha 44 ngwe per litre. ERB Board Chairperson James Banda has attributed the downward adjustments to a reduction in the prices for petroleum products on the international market and the appreciation of the kwacha against the United States dollar by 0.06% in the month of April. In a statement, Mr. Banda says the prices come into effect at midnight on the 30th of April 2025 and shall remain in effect until revised by the ERB. Mines and Mineral Development Minister Paul Kabuswe says government is actively following up the Sinometals contamination on the Copper Belt and operations remain halted, contrary to assertions that the company is operating. Addressing the media in Lusaka today, Mr. Kabuswe says the contamination of the Kafue River is a sensitive issue and all procedures are being followed to ensure the safety of citizens. He says assessments and verifications are also ongoing to ensure accurate figures on how many beneficiaries are earmarked for compensation. Mr. Kabuswe revealed that a team of experts from the Mining Safety Department and the Ministry of Water and Sanitation is collaboratively addressing the issue. Last month, tailing dams at Sinometals Lead Zambia Limited collapsed, causing widespread contamination in central and Copperbelt provinces.
We also have to observe the law. What does the law say? So that we don't undercompensate probably our people. So these things are supposed to be done carefully. You know, also, we are avoiding people that we just mentioned their names as having been affected and yet not. So really, the issues of Sinometals are very, very active. And not only the Sinometals, but including other, you know, areas where pollution has taken place. We are serious with protecting our people. As government, we are alive to the fact that we are leaders because of the people. So we cannot be careless and neglect our people, subject them to be drinking contaminated water.
A consortium of opposition political parties has announced plans to field a single candidate in the upcoming Lumezi parliamentary by-election slated for the 26th of June 2025. The move is aimed at consolidating support and avoiding the division of votes in a bid to defeat the ruling UPND. Speaking during a joint media briefing in Lusaka, Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Membe said the opposition is determined to challenge what is described as ongoing injustices and abuse of the law under the UPND administration. He has emphasized that these concerns are uniting opposition parties with a common purpose, and the united vote and the united voice of the opposition will grow stronger in the face of these injustices.
It is clear to many observers that these actions are not isolated. They appear to be a part of a broader deliberate strategy by Mr. Hakainde Hichilema and the UPND to secure an artificial parliamentary majority, to get a two-thirds parliamentary majority. With such a majority, they will be in a position to bulldoze constitutional amendments without genuine national consensus, undermining the very foundations of our democracy. Honorable Zulu deserves a fair chance. Nothing less. Justice must not be sacrificed on the altar of political expedience.
Meanwhile, New Heritage Party President Chishala Kateka has questioned President Hakainde Hichilema's sincerity regarding recent calls for political dialogue, which he made during the funeral of late Forum for Democracy and Development FDD leader Edith Nwakwe, noting that no meaningful steps have followed his remarks.
Our expectation was that after the burial of President Nwakwe, the president would formally reach out to the opposition with specific details, such as the need to propose specific subjects to be possible dates when dialogue can take place. This has not happened. It has not been done. This explains why we waited for this long before addressing the public through this press conference. We thought it was important to give the president the benefit of doubt and see if he was truly serious with his call for political dialogue. I repeat, to date, we have heard and received nothing from the president.
Southern Province Minister Credo Nanjua has announced that over 1.5 million children will benefit from the school health program by the end of 2025. Speaking at the graduation ceremony of 511 school health teachers in Batoka today, Mr. Nanjua, in a speech read for him by Southern Province Deputy Permanent Secretary Yolanta Malunga, said the initiative, implemented by the Ministries of Health and Education with support from Healthy Learners, aims to improve health and education outcomes for learners across the country. Mr. Nanjua disclosed that the program has made significant strides, currently reaching 967,368 school-going learners, training 5,304 health teachers, and constructing health rooms in 598 schools nationwide. He says in Southern Province specifically, the program has expanded to six districts, including Choma, Livingston, Monze, Mazabuka, Itejiteji, and Chirundu, benefiting over 170,000 learners. And Healthy Learners founder and chief executive officer Loni Hackett, through representative Dr. Mulenga Mukanu, says the organization is working with government to extend the program to over 70 districts countrywide to enable learners in every corner of the country to access healthy learning. He says this will allow 3 million learners to access the program, build 2,000 health rooms by the year 2030, and allow the pupils to gain access to healthcare and education support. At the same event, President Hakainde Hichilema, through the Presidential Delivery Unit, donated digital BP monitoring machines, which will be distributed across six districts with health rooms in Southern Province. In global news, police in South Africa are searching for answers after the bodies of three police officers who had been missing for 6 days were found in a river. Boipelo Senoge, aged 20, Sebekulu Linda, 24, and 30-year-old Kemogetswe Bais were last seen leaving a petrol station near Johannesburg last Wednesday. Their bodies were discovered by divers around 70 kilometers away in the Hennops River, along with the remains of two other unnamed persons. We monitor the BBC for other global news stories.
Israel has carried out a strike on what it calls extremists in Syria to show its support for the minority Druze community.